Hi everybody, this is Nick. Welcome to Teaching Series, Nick's Everyday Texts with his American Friends. 大家好，我是 Nick， 欢迎来到 Nick 和美国朋友的短信日常。So in this series, I will teach you guys some authentic phrases and slang by showing and explaining my texts with American people. 那通过讲解我本人和美国朋友之间发的短信来达到学习地道英文的效果。短信图片呢在微博。今天的短信呢是来讲这个一个谜语，还有它的一个谜底，和一个短语。非常好玩，短信的背景呢是我们在讨论这个一些谜语的一些知识。 Alright, 那我先读一遍短信，这个谜语在短信里面哈。 There's this one that got all of us. Part of a larger game for an escape room. What's that? Okay, 那现在就是谜语。 So, this man is walking in the desert. He comes across a jail. There's a warden and one jailbird in it. The man goes to the warden and says, Can I please visit the man in jail?And the warden says, Sorry, sir, family members only. And the man says, Well, he's in my family. That man's father is my father's son. Yet brothers and sisters I have none. How are they related? 就是然后我回答这个 brother-in-law. Alright, let's go back. Number one, there's this one that got all of us.那这里的这个 this one 指的是谜语哈，就是我们之前讨论的一个东西，所以它这个代指 this one。在这里说一下，省得让你们觉得自己摸不着头脑。Number two, got all of us, 就是说骗到我们了。这个在猜谜语非常常用，就是 that riddle got me, 就是说难倒我了的意思，那个谜语难倒我了。还有一个呢，也是非常常见的，比如说人家问你问题，你觉得很难，你不会，你可以说 beats me, B-A-T-S, beats me.就是难倒我了的意思。 Number three, jailbird, 就是一个 informal 的表达，囚犯的意思。 Number four, brother-in-law, 就是妹夫、姐夫等等。 Number five, 我觉得这个谜底应该很简单，所以大家快告诉我谜底、其实不难哈，我这上面是猜错的。 Alright, so this is pretty much it for this time. I'll see you guys next time. Bye.